Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus, the Christ of God. Amen. A number of weeks ago, I saw a story about the longest married couple in the United States. They live in Las Vegas, and they have been married now for some 78 years. When asked about the key to keeping it all together, staying married for so many years, the gentleman said that it was a matter of give and take. While I don't have the credentials to discredit his assertion, I do believe that his choice of words was not the best. He would go on to say in the interview that marriage was all about compromise, which I fully believe, which I think is what he meant when he said give and take. But strictly speaking, I would contend that our lives in marriage, just like our lives in Christ, are always to be about giving and never about taking. Our message today covers the third thing mentioned in Proverbs chapter 6, verse 17, that the Lord hates. This verse tells us that the Lord hates hands that shed innocent blood. In other words, God hates hands that take innocent lives. The scriptures tell us that such hands will themselves have their life taken from them. And it's because of this truth that Jesus declared that it would be better for such hands to be cut off and that person saved than for those hands to continue to sin and that person then to lose their eternity with God. Our hands were not created so that we could take things from others, be that their life or their family or their possessions or anything that belongs to another. Our hands were created and given to us so that we might serve and help and give to others. Our hands are to be all about giving, never about taking. In Jesus' great Sermon on the Mount, he stated, "Give to the one who asks you, and do not turn away from the one who wants to borrow from you." Giving is a reflection of Christ himself, who gave of himself on the cross for us, who has given us the forgiveness of our sins through his death and his resurrection and through holy baptism, who gives us the hope of everlasting life because he rose from the dead. Jesus' life and his ministry were a testament to God's love, a love that is always giving, always bestowing, always blessing. When we talk about taking, whether it be the taking of innocent life or the taking of someone else's spouse or their property or their reputation or respect or whatever, we're talking about those things that God forbids in his commandments. And the reason that God forbids those things is because God hates those things. And he hates those things because they are in direct opposition to his loving, giving, blessing nature. Time and again throughout the scriptures, when we see people take things that don't belong to them, things that are forbidden to them, we always see a terrible outcome. Eve saw the fruit that was forbidden to her, and she took some and ate it because it looked good. And thus began the world's fall into sin. Cain was jealous of his brother Abel. And so he took his life from him. David saw a beautiful woman bathing on the balcony across the way. A woman who was the wife of another man. But he took her anyway to himself in bed and thus rebelled against the Lord's sixth commandment. And so it stands to reason that God would hate hands that shed innocent blood, for those hands are taking away the life of another, a life that God has given, a life that truly and only belongs to God. You see, since it is the Lord who gives life, it is only the Lord who has the right to take life, because all life belongs to Him. To take the life of another person is to stand in the place of God, which is nothing more than idolatry, which God forbids in the first and foremost commandment. Judas knew this. And thus, when he realized what he had done in betraying Jesus, he tried to undo his mess. But he couldn't. And so, in great despair, knowing that God must surely hate him, believing there was no hope for him, he went out and he hung himself. But God didn't hate Judas, nor does he hate us when we take things that don't belong to us. You see, God placed all of his wrath upon Jesus as he suffered and he died on the cross. His sacrifice covered our sin. And had Judas just waited until Sunday, waited to see and to hear his resurrected Lord, he too would have known of God's forgiving and recreative love. The hands that God has restored to us in our baptism were not given to us in order that we might take life, but always that we might bless life. Our hands are to be used to work and to serve, to pray and to bless, to help and to heal. Our hands are to be the tools that God uses to help the lost and to bring healing to those who are ill. Our hands are to be raised to God in praise and adoration, and to be folded to give Him thanks in prayer. Our hands are meant to serve the needs of our neighbor and to work to provide for the needs of our family. Our hands are meant to be a blessing in this world, to ourselves and to others, as we use them to give and not to take. Today's prohibition from God is not just confined to the taking of innocent life. In a broader sense, it's about the taking of anything away from anyone that is not ours to take. Their reputation, their family, their possessions, and most certainly and especially their life. Such behavior God absolutely hates. May we live as reflections of Jesus, who gave his life to save ours. May we learn to give of ourselves and never to take from others. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, amen.